With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I went to the movies, I saw Les Mis.
You did?
Wow, that thing doesn't lack for plot points, does it?
No, I've not seen the film. Did you enjoy it?
You read the novel?
I have.
Oh, wait. Did you read the novel, not the Reader's Digest version of it, the 1,500-page novel?
I may actually have read it in French, Jim.
Oh, look at that. The man just he's got a one-up me there.
Well, you asked. You did ask.
He reads it in French. Victor Hugo, one of the great literary figures of any century, wrote a 1,500-page novel that about 3 hours of it has been made into a musical and the movie.
Well, it's one of two Victor Hugo musicals, of course, the other being Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It didn't do as well, though, as Les Mis.
No, it did not. Few musicals ever have done as well as Les Mis.
It's a fun musical to see, but like I said, it's long.
Yes, well, the Forbidden Broadway parody was, at the end of the play, you're another year older, but it is among the most beloved musicals of all time. And speaking of beloved shows of substantial length, this week, the Subversive Theater is opening the first part of Tony Kushner's Angels in America, Millennium Approaches. Next week, they'll continue with part two, Perestroika, and then keep them running in rep.
That's an interesting concept. Not that putting them together, that's how they were designed, but to get a chance to see both of them within a week.
That's typically the way it's done. Of course, Buffalo, it's been over 20 years since this play was written, and this is our first chance to see them both together.
To put the two of them together, it takes, what, approximately 6.5, 7 hours?
Not seven, no, I don't believe so. But
well, you're going to have to take lunch and
dinner, right. Yeah, it does take a substantial commitment, but you can see them on separate evenings.
Talk about the plot.
It's sprawling. It's episodically told. It's eight actors playing a variety of characters, but substantially, it's two couples, one gay couple and one ostensibly heterosexual couple. Though they turn out to have issues, and the husband turns out to be gay after all. He's a Mormon, and in couple A, one partner reveals that he has contracted the AIDS virus. The other partner finds that he can't cope with this. Trouble in the other marriage when he realizes that he's gay, tells his mother, Mormon mother from out west, and she comes running to set things right. Eventually, these people overlap, and they also begin to overlap with historical people, significantly Roy Cohn.
The lawyer for the McCarthy hearings?
Yes, he was. And this is years later when he's palling around with the Reagans. And also Ethel Rosenberg appears as a phantom, that the central character, Prior Walter, has various heavenly visions as the play goes along, one of which is an angel crashing through the ceiling.
This was quite a controversial piece of work when it came out, when Tony Kushner finished it.
Well, yes and no. It was critically embraced far and wide. It was tremendously popular. It was feted and awarded and made the reputation of Tony Kushner. You know, name 10 Tony Kushner plays. You
Perestroika, Millennium.
Those two, and, you know, the musical. It was beloved, but did rankle some people for political reasons. It did well most everywhere it went. It began full-fledged at the National Theatre of Great Britain the following year, came to Broadway, has been done far and wide most everywhere. Studio Arena did part one in a co-production with Syracuse Stage, where they did both parts, but Studio Arena only did part one. And yes, one of the most celebrated, perhaps the most celebrated play of the 90s, but there were people who walked out, and not for the reasons you might think. You might think it's the gay content.
I thought that it was, they just didn't want to put the effort into understanding what was going on in the stage.
With my own eyes, it was when they heard Ronald Reagan disparaged that some people became upset. We forget how. Remember when the country used to be very divided, unlike today?
Did that really happen? I'll play Country Mouse. Joyous City is coming back, one-man show featuring Vincent O'Neill. He's done that many times. I find it fun to listen to someone reading Joyce to me.
Well, that's what this is. This is an homage to James Joyce, and for people who enjoy that kind of tribute, this is the kind of tribute they will adore, and it's Vincent delving into favorite bits of James Joyce and indulging the real aficionado.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.